Now that you have learned how to write media queries and apply them using mobile-first logic, the next essential step is to understand how to decide where to place your breakpoints. This is not a trivial question. Poorly chosen breakpoints lead to layouts that break, overlap, or become unreadable at certain screen sizes. This chapter gives you a clear, practical, and professional methodology to define breakpoints with confidence. What is a breakpoint, exactly? A breakpoint is a specific width value, expressed in pixels or in a relative unit, at which the layout of a page must change to remain readable and usable. When the viewport width crosses that threshold, one or more CSS rules activate or deactivate, transforming how elements are displayed. In practice, you define breakpoints inside media queries. For example, a breakpoint at 768 pixels means that below that width, one set of styles applies, and at or above that width, another set takes effect. It is important to understand that a breakpoint does not represent a specific device. A breakpoint represents a moment of visual tension in your layout, a point at which the current design can no longer work correctly without adjustment. The two main philosophies for choosing breakpoints. There are two broad approaches to defining breakpoints, and professional developers often combine both. The first approach is the device-based approach. In this approach, you select breakpoints based on the screen sizes of popular devices: smartphones, tablets, laptops, desktop monitors. For many years, this was the dominant approach. Common values used in this philosophy include 320 pixels for very small phones, 480 pixels for standard phones in landscape orientation, 768 pixels for tablets in portrait orientation, 1024 pixels for tablets in landscape or small laptops, and 1280 pixels or 1440 pixels for large desktop screens. However, this approach has a significant weakness. The landscape of devices changes constantly. New screen sizes appear every year. If you design only for today's most popular devices, your site may look broken on a screen size you did not anticipate. A layout optimized for 768 pixels might be completely dysfunctional on an 820 pixel screen that has become common on newer tablets. The second approach is the content-based approach. In this approach, you do not start from device dimensions. Instead, you start from your actual content and observe at which widths that content starts to look awkward, cramped, or too stretched. You resize your browser window from its smallest to its largest size and you ask yourself, at which exact pixel value does the layout begin to look wrong? That value becomes your breakpoint. This is considered the more robust and professional approach. It is also the one recommended by most front-end development experts today. The idea is simple: let the content dictate the breakpoints, not the device catalog. How to apply the content-based approach in practice? Here is a concrete workflow to define breakpoints based on your content. Step 1. Start from the smallest screen size. Following the mobile-first methodology you already know, you begin writing your base styles for a narrow viewport, typically around 320 to 360 pixels wide, which corresponds to small smartphones. Step 2. Gradually increase the viewport width. Open your browser's developer tools and use the responsive design mode to simulate different viewport widths. Drag the handle that resizes the viewport and watch your layout carefully as you widen the screen. Step 3. Identify visual breaking points. As you widen the screen, you will notice moments when the layout starts to degrade. Text lines might become too long to read comfortably. A two-column layout might appear where previously single-column content was enough. Images might become disproportionately large. A navigation bar might start to feel cramped. Each of these moments of visual discomfort is a signal that you may need a breakpoint there. Step 4. Add a breakpoint at that exact value. Suppose your single-column content starts looking uncomfortably wide at 580 pixels. You add a breakpoint at 580 pixels, introduce a two-column layout, and adjust font sizes and spacing accordingly. You continue increasing the viewport until the next visual breaking point appears. This process is iterative. You keep widening the viewport and adding breakpoints only where the layout genuinely needs adjustment, not according to a preset device list. Major and minor breakpoints. In professional projects, breakpoints are often organized into two categories: major breakpoints and minor breakpoints. Major breakpoints trigger significant structural changes in the layout. For example, switching from a single-column layout to a two-column layout, or showing a full horizontal navigation bar instead of a hamburger menu icon. These are the breakpoints that define the global structure of the page, and they are usually few in number, often between 2 and 4. Minor breakpoints, sometimes called tweak points, handle smaller adjustments, slightly increasing a font size, adjusting padding or margin values, resizing an image, or changing a button's width. These are used to refine the visual quality of the design at specific sizes without completely restructuring the layout. For example, Imagine a card component that displays a product image with a title and a price. At 400 pixels wide, the card might look fine. At 520 pixels, the image might become slightly too tall relative to the text. A minor breakpoint at 520 pixels, adjusting only the image height, resolves this without touching anything else. Using relative units for breakpoints. You may have noticed that most examples in this course use pixel values for breakpoints. This is common and widely understood. However, some developers prefer to define breakpoints using the M unit, which is relative to the font size of the browser. By default, 1M equals 16 pixels in most browsers. The reason for preferring M-based breakpoints is accessibility. When a user increases the default font size in their browser settings, pixel-based breakpoints remain fixed, but M-based breakpoints scale with the font size. This means the layout changes at the right moment relative to how much text the user can actually see at one time, not just how many physical pixels wide the viewport is. For example, a breakpoint of 48M, 48 multiplied by 16 equals 768 pixels at default font size, will trigger earlier for a user who has set their browser font size to 20 pixels, which makes the layout adapt more appropriately to their reading experience. For beginners, pixel-based breakpoints are perfectly acceptable and easier to reason about. As you become more experienced, consider migrating to M-based breakpoints for better accessibility. Common mistakes to avoid. Several common mistakes affect how breakpoints are defined, especially among beginners. The first mistake is defining too many breakpoints. More breakpoints means more complexity, more maintenance, and more risk of conflicts between CSS rules. A good responsive design typically needs between 3 and 5 major breakpoints, not 20. Every breakpoint you add is a commitment to maintain it over time. The second mistake is defining breakpoints for specific devices, such as breakpoint for iPhone 14 or breakpoint for iPad Pro. Devices change. If you hardcode your breakpoints to match a specific device model, your design will inevitably break as that device becomes obsolete or as new screen sizes emerge. The third mistake is ignoring intermediate sizes. Developers sometimes test their design only at 375 pixels, a common phone size, and 1440 pixels, a common desktop size, then assume everything in between works. This is incorrect. Intermediate sizes, particularly in the range between 500 and 900 pixels, are used by a significant portion of users, especially on tablets and large phones held in landscape orientation. The fourth mistake is neglecting very large screens. With the rise of 4K and ultra-wide monitors, some pages that look fine at 1440 pixels become excessively wide and unreadable at 2560 pixels. Setting a maximum content width using a CSS property like max width on a container and centering it is a standard solution to prevent content from stretching beyond a readable width on large screens. A practical reference set of breakpoints. While the content-based approach is the ideal methodology, it is helpful for beginners to have a reference set of breakpoints to start with. Here is a commonly used starting point, inspired by popular design systems and widely adopted in professional front-end development. 480 pixels, small smartphones in landscape orientation and larger phones. 768 pixels, tablets in portrait orientation. 1024 pixels, tablets in landscape orientation and small laptops. 1280 pixels, standard laptops and desktop monitors. 1440 pixels or higher, large desktop monitors. These values are not rules. They are a starting scaffold. Once you have applied them, you go back to your content-based analysis and add or remove breakpoints as the actual layout behavior of your content requires. Breakpoints in the context of a full-stack project. As a future full-stack web developer, you will not only write styles but also collaborate with designers, product managers, and back-end developers. In that context, breakpoints are often documented and shared across the team. It is common to define a small set of named breakpoints in a shared configuration file, whether that is a CSS custom property file, a SAS variable file, or a JavaScript configuration object. This ensures consistency across all components of the application and avoids situations where different developers use slightly different breakpoint values for the same interface. For example, a team might agree on the following named breakpoints: small for anything below 480 pixels, medium for 480 to 767 pixels, large for 768 to 1023 pixels, and extra large for 1024 pixels and above. Every developer on the team uses these names and values, avoiding inconsistency. Summary of key principles. To close this chapter, here are the essential principles to retain. A breakpoint is not a device. It is a visual threshold in your layout. Prefer the content-based approach. Let your layout tell you where breakpoints are needed. Distinguish major breakpoints, which restructure the layout, from minor breakpoints, which fine-tune details. Use a limited, manageable number of breakpoints, generally between 3 and 5 major ones. Test your design at all intermediate sizes, not just at popular device dimensions. Consider using M-based breakpoints for better accessibility as you advance. Document and share your breakpoints when working in a team. In the next activities, you will apply these strategies directly in practical workshops, where you will observe real layout behaviors and make decisions about where breakpoints should go based on content observation. This chapter gives you the conceptual and methodological foundation to do that with confidence.